What and when are the seven tribulation trumpets? Shortly, a leader will appear on the world political stage with a seven-year peace plan. He will be admired, but after 3.5 years, he becomes a despotic dictator, killing all who don't cooperate with him. The truth becomes a lie, and lies become truth, and Jesus referred to this time as the Great Tribulation. The seal of God's protection. Before this time of tribulation starts, the servants of God will receive the seal of God in their foreheads. The seal of God will protect those who have it from the tribulation plagues, much like the Israelites were protected from the plagues in Egypt. It says, I saw another angel saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. There were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of Israel, it says in Revelation 7, verse 4. Most of us have taken this to be literal Jews, which may be true, as a numerous Jews will accept Jesus as their true Messiah. If you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise, it says in Galatians 3:29. When people truly accept Jesus, they become a child of Abraham. Hence, the 144,000 are likely both Jewish and non-Jewish believers. When we compare the 144,000 to the world population, it is 1 in 54,000. Solving the population crisis. It is carved in the Georgia Guidestones and advocated by numerous public figures to maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. Eco 92, the Earth Charter states, reduction of numbers must be done by whatever means necessary. I mean, are people really that insane that they are planning to eliminate nearly 7 billion people? In that project, the believers and those refusing the RFID implant are the first to go. A time of absolute mayhem and great tribulation. Matthew 24:21. Why do the angels sound the seven trumpets? To show that God is not too pleased with the fierce persecution and the killing of his children, the angels sound the tribulation trumpets to keep the Antichrist and his cronies in panic and busy with other emergencies besides slaughtering God's children. These trumpets are the plagues that come upon the world, those that don't have the seal of God, and those that did not flee into the wilderness. The first trumpet is hail and fire mingled with blood, and a third part of the trees was burned up, and all the green grass was burned up, it says in Revelation 8, verse 7. This is an enormous, disastrous meteor shower, which is the first environmental disaster. Then we get the second trumpet. A great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. So that's a poisonous asteroid which hits the ocean, and one third of it is poisoned. A third of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and a third part of the ships were destroyed, it says in Revelation 8 verses 8 and 9. Now that is a lot of dead fish and sinking ships. That is the second environmental disaster. The third trumpet, and there fell a great star from heaven, wormwood, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters, and a third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were toxic. That is Revelation 8 verses 10 and 11. Is it that the asteroid explodes, poisoning the rivers and the springs and the drinking water reservoirs? That is the third environmental disaster. Then we get the fourth trumpet. Third part of the sun was smitten, and a third part of the moon, and a third part of the stars. So as a third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. Revelation 8:12. It says in Luke 21, verses 25 and 26, there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity the sea and the waves roaring, and man's heart failing them for fear. We are terrified, not knowing what is going on. It says, the way of the wicked is as darkness. They don't know at what they stumble. They are blinded by lies. But the path of the just is as a shining light that shines more and more unto that perfect day. That day is the return of Jesus. Proverbs 4, verses 18 and 19. Next, another angel appears. I looked and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe! Woe! Woe! Because of the three angels which are yet to sound." It says in Revelation 8:13. Sorry, but the future does not look too good if you are not one of God's children protected by the seal of God, because the next three trumpets are the biggies, as each "Woe!" is a trumpet. The fifth trumpet. I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and it opened up the bottomless pit, an asteroid that cracks open the earth. And there arose a smoke out of the pit, and the sun and the air were darkened. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth. And unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those who don't have the seal of God in their foreheads. To them it was given that they should not kill, but that they should torment them for 5 months. In those days men shall seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death will flee from them. Revelation chapter 9. These amazing creatures will be around for 5 months to harass, chase, and sting the people that do not have the seal of God in their foreheads. They are so bad that the people will seek death and shall not find it. In other words, people will want to commit suicide, but it will be failed attempts. For those of us who like horror movies, it will then not be three-dimensional, but four-dimensional. It will be happening real life. The locusts are beyond anything we've ever seen, and the description is almost surrealistic. Then we have the sixth trumpet. Loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. Revelation 9 verses 14 and 16. This is towards the end of the tribulation. These four angels will oversee the uprising of an enormous army. This army of 200 million rises up in the east. No country can support an army this size. However, there are among the people of the east masses that would count it an honor to take up arms for the final jihad. Gene Dixon saw in a vision the Chinese joining the army from the east. Well, there are around 50 million Muslims in China. The Muslims will be united under the leadership of the Mahdi, who, according to the Islamic prophecies, is the guided one. They will seek to rid the world of the Dajjal, which is the Antichrist, the Kafirs, the non-believers, and the Mushriks, the polytheists, with the aim to implement Sharia law worldwide. And out of their mouth issued fire, smoke, and brimstone. This is the fire and brimstone preaching. They gather together in the east. The sixth vial of the atomic aftermath is that the river Euphrates dries up, and then this huge army from the east will have access to Israel and Europe. The seventh trumpet, or trump. This trumpet announces the return of Jesus to collect the remainder of his children, and simultaneously heralds the seven vials of the nuclear aftermath. It says, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. This is nuclear aftermath. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, and he shall send his angels to gather together his elect. Matthew 24, verses 29 through 31. Revelation 10, verse 7 says, When the seventh angel shall begin to sound, the mystery of God shall be finished, as he declared to his servants the prophets. 1 Thessalonians 4:16 and 17 says, For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air and ever be with him. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised, and we shall be changed. It says in 1 Corinthians 15:52. The difference between trumpet and trump. The last trump is the last of the tribulation trumpets. Trumpet is salpazi in the original Greek, while trump is salpigi, meaning war trumpet. It announces that the battle of Armageddon is coming, but first we will have the marriage feast in heaven, while on earth the population will experience the aftermath of the nuclear war. As the universe ticks in a precision timetable, so we have arrived at the threshold of time in world history where hundreds of prophetic scriptures are about to be fulfilled. At johannpeters.in, you'll find leaflets like these on many subjects, from creation, carbon dating to kingdom come, plus a good study Bible. There are 9 books. Other sites sell the books, but on this site, all downloads are free. There is no cookies and no info requests, so you can pass it on and we can tell the world about it.